ace.
Lots of ace.
I love me old stats, Joan. You know this, right? So I love stuff like... just stupid stuff, like how many cars are been sold a day here
in
the country.
How much? Simple. What colour? Yeah, what? Exactly. All that kind of stuff, exactly. Yeah. Rain Man, I'm calling. That's his new name.
Michael Rochford from motorcheck.ie is on the telephone with us. Morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, Marky. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Thank you very much for joining us. Hey, listen, have we all got money again all of a sudden? Because there seems to be a heap of brand new cars strolling out of car dealerships right across the country.
Yeah, I don't think it's a case of people having a lot of money all of a sudden. It's probably more of a case of people holding off on changing their car for the last number of years. Motor Trade have had a success of really, really bad years since probably 2009, and I think we're seeing a return to almost more normality this year.
Is it really a return to normality? Because so many businesses have gone under. How many cars have been sold so far?
So far this year, there's just in excess of 9,000. I think there's about 9,500, in fact, cars sold.
Okay. I had heard a stat that there was something like the guts of 1,000 cars a day driving off forecourt, so I thought that would be around 14,000.
Yeah, well, it's about 9,500 for the first 11 days. Exciting thing is that's about, for the first 11 days, that's about 30% above what we did last year for the same 11 days last year. So it's well ahead of last year. 2012 was a decent enough year, but we were down on 2012 last year. But it's ahead of 2012. It's about 8 to 9% ahead of 2012.
Tell me, Michael, do people like the 141, the 140? Because that drives me mad.
What's
when I see
about?
It on a reg plate. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, I suppose that's the dual registration system you're talking about, which came in 2013, and there was a lot of bad press about that at the time. A lot of people talking about that it was about the unlucky number 13 and nobody wanted to drive a 13 registered car. But in fact, what it was about was flattening out the registration over the whole year rather than having this big glut in the first quarter.
Was it not just about trying to get people to buy in the second half of the year? But I mean, do people like it or do they hate it?
Yeah, to be honest, it did change buying habits a little bit last year. In 2012, only about 16% of the registrations happened in the second half of the year, whereas in 2013, 28% of the registrations happened in the second half. So that's another positive thing again. Okay. If that trend continues, we'll see stronger sales again in the second half of the year this year. So it should.
I've learned something new from you, Michael. Saying that the 141 thing, right, is to stop things like by December having 14D. 224-67213 on the, where there's no room for a reg plate. That's basically it. So you can have 142D369.
No, well, you can, of course, but it's not so much that. It's more to take the pressure off dealers who would have traditionally had almost 50% of their sales
at the beginning of the year.
What are we buying, Michael?
Well, Toyota is by far and away the top-selling brand. They've got 4 cars in the top 10, would you believe?
Which one is the biggest seller?
Biggest seller will come as a surprise. It's not a Toyota. It's actually the Hyundai iX35, would you believe?
Yeah, I would, because there's great deals on financing and on servicing and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Good man, right? So, and they're talking now that the hope is the car industry here will have like 85,000 sales, or they're a little below that, 85,000 sales by year end. Michael, tell us about motorcheck.ie.
Yeah, Motorcheck, we're all about checking the history of a used car. If you want to buy a used car, we'll tell you whether it's written off, clocked, is it under finance. So it's a good check to do if you're buying a used car, either from a dealer or privately. It's always good, before you part with your cash, to know the history of the car before you buy it.
All right,
very
man.
Good. All right, Michael Rochford from motorcheck.ie. Thanks a million. Thanks for talking to us.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Michael.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.